Today, in the final part of our series, Prescription from the Bronx, we go back to high school, to Hero High, a school singled out earlier this year by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in his State of the City speech.
As our health sector continues to rapidly grow, we will prepare more of our unemployed and our young people for middle-skill, middle-class jobs. By scaling up innovative programs like the Bronx's Health Education and Research Occupations High School that connects New Yorkers to CUNY and to relevant work experience at Montefiore Hospital.
Hero High is in the South Bronx, a neighborhood with some of the worst health outcomes in the state. And the challenge for this school is to turn kids who might otherwise be future patients into future nurses instead. Amanda Aronchik has this story.
It's a Friday morning at Hero High, and the students are trying to get to their first class. It's one of the school's biggest challenges, getting the students to shed their lives outside school and to settle so they can focus in the classroom.
So your partner shoots up. Is that a myth, that it's a way to get HIV?
This is not what I expected from first period. The kids here are all freshmen, so they're mostly 14 years old. It's an age suspended between childhood and adulthood, and you can see that here. One moment, they're roughhousing in the hallway, and the next, they're listening unfazed to a discussion of HIV transmission rates.
It is a way of getting HIV? Okay, and who doesn't know? Raise your hand. All right.
Hero High is the latest in education reform. It's one of three schools in the city experimenting with a six-year program. The students start as freshmen and then stay for 6 years at the city's expense. If they can see it through, they'll end up with a high school diploma plus an associate's degree in nursing or community health. The idea is to pave a very flat and very smooth path from ninth grade to a job in healthcare, which is the borough's biggest employer. Some of the students, like Sienna Dewberry and Raymond Estevez, know exactly why they're here.
I want to be an OBGYN.
What about you? What do you want to do? Do you know?
Yeah, I want to become a dentist because I like teeth.
One of the other students, Keone Shine, knows what she wants to be, a neonatal nurse. She also knows what she doesn't want to be.
I can't be a surgeon. Just cutting through people's skin and organs and stuff just really grosses me out. I just can't. I will probably pass out and then get sued, and I can't.
You've thought that through like a few stages.
Yes.
Keone's parents are from Jamaica, and part of the rationale of this new school is to train people who reflect the diversity of the Bronx. Principal Kristen Cahill says that it's important because the healthcare that works for one community doesn't always translate.
I mean, if you just think about, like, when you go to the doctor, it helps to have someone who you feel like understands you and understands whatever challenges you might face in keeping yourself healthy.
Another challenge for Principal Cahill is making sure that the students themselves stay healthy.
Everything that we do is about improving the health of the students while we are also preparing them to be healthcare workers. So we talk a lot about nutrition. How much it's changed eating habits at this point, I'm not sure.
So does everyone have their fruit?
Every other Friday, the students head to Montefiore Medical Center to learn about some aspect of healthcare. The day's lesson, nutrition and cooking.
Does everyone mix their beverage?
About 50 students sit at two long banquet-style tables. There are two nutritionists standing at the front in a classic cooking show style. There are bowls of cut-up lemons and limes that sit pre-chopped in front of them. They've given out seltzer in plastic cups to go along with the fruit.
What do you guys think? Do you think these are beverages you could have opposed to soda or Gatorade? Yes?
Their control of the room is tenuous at best, but the students do try the seltzer with a little bit of citrus.
What do you guys think? Do you guys like it? No?
The students are unconvinced. Weaning them off of their soda or their beloved Arizona iced teas is going to take more than this. Keone Shine admits that curbing her own addiction to juice has been hard.
You'll look at the calories, and then you'll think about how good something is, and you just change your mind. So you just got to get it. And you'll probably tell yourself, this is the last day I'll do it, and then you'll still do it. You just can't help it.
If you've ever tried to resist a late-night barbecue chip and Haagen-Dazs bonanza and failed, you know how hard it is to change your food habits. And these kids are no different. Although in the South Bronx, the ramifications are surprisingly apparent.
Do you have health issues in your family?
Diabetes, yeah.
How many people? Or?
So far, I'm only aware of three or four people in my family who have diabetes. Yeah, and one of them have died from it.
On the weeks when they're not taking health classes at the hospital, the students visit Hostos Community College. That's the CUNY campus in the South Bronx. Because next year, as sophomores, they're expected to take college-level classes.
Are they ready?
Not yet.
My class will make them ready.
They're going to be ready.
They will be ready. That's a very good question. Are they ready? When they come here, they're not really ready.
Stephanie Gilman works for CUNY's Early College Initiative, and she's at Hero High a few days a week to help make this new school work.
This whole model was started because the early college model, because attrition rates at CUNY colleges are so high, right? Kids don't graduate, and very few kids actually finish two-year programs, like horrible, horrible percentages. So this model is supposed to change that.
These days, high school graduation rates are much higher than they used to be, but the problem has been punted forward. Now you need a college degree to get a decent job, but less than 1 in 5 students start and finish an associate's degree after 4 years at Hostos. Hero High is supposed to change that. Gilman says that with all the support around them,
prepping them academically and emotionally and all that, giving them a reason, a connection between their degree and a career. But it's not, you know, the jury's still out, right? These are new models.
The students will be finishing up their classes in the next few weeks. They need to get at least a C and not cut classes to move forward at school and in their careers. For WNYC, I'm Amanda Aronchik.